96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Downtown Hayward Business Improvement District will celebrate America's 250th anniversary with the third annual Summer Jam on Friday, July 3rd. The free event will feature a full day of live music, food, shopping, and family-friendly activities in downtown Hayward. Organizers say Summer Jam has quickly become one of the area's signature summer events. The music lineup includes Blue Canoe, the Paul Tweed Band, Foreign Object, and headliner Second Time Around Band. As part of the nation's 250th anniversary celebration, the American Legion Post 218 Color Guard will take the stage at 2 p.m. to perform the national anthem. Summer Jam will take place on 2nd Street between Main Street and Dakota Avenue in downtown Hayward and runs from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. on July 3rd. For more information and the full event schedule, visit downtownhaywardwi.com. Blood and platelet donors are needed to help keep the nation's blood supply stable this summer. The American Red Cross says it has seen about a 20% drop in the availability of critical blood products in recent weeks, especially type O blood and platelets. To encourage donations, the Red Cross is partnering with Warner Bros. Discovery Global Consumer Products to remind people that the need for blood never takes a vacation. Anyone who donates blood or platelets between June 29th and July 12th will receive a limited edition Red Cross and Looney Tunes t-shirt while supplies last. In Hayward, the American Red Cross will hold a community blood drive at the Veterans Community Center on Thursday, July 16th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday, July 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. To schedule an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org, use the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will take part in the nationwide Operation Dry Water campaign this weekend to prevent impaired boating over the 4th of July holiday. According to a press release, boaters can expect to see an increased law enforcement presence on Wisconsin waterways and at public boat launches. The DNR says alcohol continues to be a leading factor in boating fatalities. Last year, one-third of Wisconsin's 15 fatal boating incidents involved alcohol. In addition to increased enforcement on the water by the DNR, AAA will once again work to keep impaired drivers off the road. The organization will officially reactivate its tow-to-go program, running from 6 p.m. on Friday to 6 a.m. on Monday. The program allows AAA members and non-members who become too impaired to drive to call for a ride and a tow for their vehicle for free. AAA says tow-to-go should be used only as a last resort and encourages anyone planning to drink to arrange a sober ride ahead of time. The Wisconsin Department of Children and Families has released a new report covering the rapidly increasing cost of childcare in the state. Here's James Kelly.
According to the report, the cost of child care is rising faster than the rate of inflation and taking up a larger portion of the average Wisconsin family's median household income. The 2026 market rate survey found that full-time infant care at child care centers now costs Wisconsin families an average of over $17,000 per year, as well as about $13,000 per year at family-based programs. With those increasing costs, the average Wisconsin family is now spending about 22% of its income for child care center-based infant care and about 17% on family-based child care. DCF officials are also warning that an estimated 25% of child care providers could be forced to close with the end of the Child Care Bridge program. The program has provided $110 million of state funding to child care centers since launching during the COVID-19 pandemic. With those closures, remaining child care centers will likely see higher prices amid increased demand. I'm James Kelly.
For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will take part in the nationwide Operation Dry Water campaign this weekend to prevent impaired boating over the 4th of July holiday. According to a press release, boaters can expect to see an increased law enforcement presence on Wisconsin waterways and at public boat launches. The DNR says alcohol continues to be a leading factor in boating fatalities. Last year, one-third of Wisconsin's 15 fatal boating incidents involved alcohol. In addition to increased enforcement on the water by the DNR, AAA will once again work to keep impaired drivers off the road. The organization will officially reactivate its tow-to-go program, running from 6 p.m. on Friday to 6 a.m. on Monday. The program allows AAA members and non-members who become too impaired to drive to call for a ride and a tow for their vehicle for free. AAA says tow-to-go should be used only as a last resort and encourages anyone planning to drink to arrange a sober ride ahead of time. The Wisconsin Department of Children and Families has released a new report covering the rapidly increasing cost of childcare in the state. Here's James Kelly.
According to the report, the cost of childcare is rising faster than the rate of inflation and taking up a larger portion of the average Wisconsin family's median household income. The 2026 market rate survey found that full-time infant care at childcare centers now costs Wisconsin families an average of over $17,000 per year, as well as about $13,000 per year at family-based programs. With those increasing costs, the average Wisconsin family is now spending about 22% of its income for childcare center-based infant care and about 17% on family-based childcare. DCF officials are also warning that an estimated 25% of childcare providers could be forced to close with the end of the Child Care Bridge program. The program has provided $110 million of state funding to child care centers since launching during the COVID-19 pandemic. With those closures, remaining child care centers will likely see higher prices amid increased demand. I'm James Kelly.
And for Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. A 14-year-old girl found weighing just 35 pounds spoke out for the first time yesterday, addressing her stepmother as she was sentenced for the abuse.
You had the choice to help when I needed it, but instead you joined in on the abuse and neglect. So I hope you have fun in jail because that's where you need to be.
That's the voice of the victim on a recording played in court. 51-year-old Melissa Goodman is married to the girl's father. Goodman was sentenced to 15 years in prison after pleading no contest to three charges of chronic neglect of a child and false imprisonment. The judge also sentenced Goodman to 10 years of extended supervision. The girl's father is undergoing a competency evaluation and returns to court on Tuesday. Melissa Goodman's daughter and her partner are also charged in the case. All four adults lived in the Oneida home with the girl. The Outagamie County Assistant District Attorney said the girl is healthier now, but may face lifelong impacts from the prolonged malnourishment. With thousands ready to hit the water this holiday season, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is teaming up with law enforcement to help keep people safe on the waterways. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has the story.
Operation Dry Water is an annual campaign to prevent boating while impaired during the holiday weekend, July 3rd through the 5th. Operating a boat while impaired remains a leading known contributing factor to recreational boating fatalities. Last year, one-third of Wisconsin's 15 fatal boating incidents involved alcohol. The Wisconsin DNR urges boaters, operators, and passengers to boat sober, wear a life jacket, and respect others on the water. For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay.
The blood alcohol limit for boat drivers in Wisconsin is the same as for those driving a car, 0.08. Baseball-sized hail pelted Fond du Lac and Sheboygan counties yesterday as storms ripped through northeast Wisconsin. Nearly 70-mile-per-hour winds toppled trees and knocked out power for more than 12,000 homes from Green Bay to Winnebago County. Torrential downpours flooded streets once again, damaging buildings in Green Bay, still working to repair damage from last week's floods. The National Weather Service is forecasting more possible thunderstorms for the Green Bay and Fox Valley areas later this afternoon. Hundreds of ballots across Wisconsin didn't get counted this spring because they arrived late. And now there's a call for answers. Senator Tammy Baldwin wants a federal investigation into mail delays she says may have blocked votes from being counted. Milwaukee election officials reported an unusually high number of absentee ballots showing up the day after Election Day. The Postal Service says it takes the issue seriously and is working with local officials. State leaders are urging voters to send ballots earlier ahead of the fall elections. Meanwhile, in Green Bay, it's duplicate ballots that are drawing criticism. The city sent out an alert last week that some voters received duplicate absentee ballots last weekend due to a printing error. Green Bay City Clerk Celestine Jeffries issued a statement expressing regret for the error and assuring voters that only one ballot per eligible voter will be tabulated. But according to WisPolitics, State Election Commission staff say the clerk's office did not follow required steps. They call it a likely violation of state law and are looking for more details in their investigation. This is the second time this year duplicate absentee ballots have been sent out in Green Bay. More than 150 Green Bay residents received duplicate ballots ahead of this year's state Supreme Court election last April. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News. An 18-year-old has died after being hit by a van that crashed through an Appleton area business on Monday. Grand Chute Police released an update saying the driver was trying to park when the van smashed through the Matthews Tire lobby, hitting several people inside. Two other people were treated at the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. Police say the person killed was from Florida. Wisconsin will be getting $22.6 million in federal aid for the historic flooding in Outagamie and Waupaca counties last April. The money comes after Wisconsin lawmakers made multiple disaster declaration requests earlier this year. FEMA assessed the damage in May. Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson says the aid will make a monumental difference for communities like Shiocton, where he says losses totaled twice their annual tax levy. While several Wisconsin Republicans praised the decision, Governor Tony Evers took a more skeptical view. Evers said the Trump administration has declined tens of millions of dollars in Wisconsin disaster relief requests and has been playing politics by withholding emergency FEMA assistance from states across the country. The governor says he and Wisconsinites will believe it when they see it. President Trump is being sued by 22 states, including Wisconsin, for allegations of withholding disaster relief funds. Students at UW-Madison are losing robot delivery service. Starship Technologies says delivery robot operations are going to stop in Madison and at other colleges around the country. Officials noted they're shifting their focus to hot food delivery and grocery chains in cities across the U.S. and Europe. UW-Madison students have had access to the robot delivery service during each school year since 2019.
Another win for Ashby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where it's the Brewers and the Reds today in their fourth and final game of this series. The Brewers beating the Reds again last night, 4-2. Aaron Ashby came in the sixth, shut down Cincinnati, earning his 12th win of the season, which leads the major leagues. Do they play better when he's in there? Pat Murphy.
I think they want to get the team the win. You know what I mean? Ashby's going to be in there a lot. So Ash was good. He gave us parts of three innings.
College sports, the Wisconsin Badgers introducing their new athletic director Sean Eichhorst on where to find money to pay these student athletes.
We're going to be really aggressive and strategic in those areas, but we still got to be Wisconsin. We still got to be true to who we are and what we're about and what makes us special. But I'm very confident we'll be able to build that foundation in a way that will help us then start to grow those areas from a revenue perspective. You know, it's going to take some time.
That's the Badgers' new athletic director, Sean Eichhorst, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny, a little muggy today with a high right around 87 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers or an isolated thunderstorm possible, especially late tonight. We're going to drop into the low to mid 60s tomorrow. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.